Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Wednesday, the 28th of October. Yes, it's hump day here this week. We're halfway through the week, heading towards weekend, but it's kind of an early halfway, isn't it? Because we had Monday off with Labor Day, but I hope you're having a fantastic week, folks. Today in the news, we'll be catching up with the cycling at the Giro d'Italia and also having a look forward to the Tour of Southland. Also, there is some leftover news from the Giro d'Italia, as well as that rolls on there with arguments over COVID. We'll have a chat about the Wellington Phoenix and their plans for next season. It just seems like yesterday their season had finished. We'll also have a look in on rugby, where there's been some unfortunate injuries. And we'll chat about the America's Cup as well. Both legal potential legal challenges and also racing incidents or training incidents happening there in the America's Cup. But starting with the cycling and over at the Vuelta a España, Canadian Michael Woods won in a small group, one for a small group sprinting away to win the stage ahead of Matarazan and Valverde. The main leaders came in just under a minute behind him, and there's no change to the overall lead on the stage there. So we still have Richard Carapaz from Ineos Grenadiers leading by 18 seconds over Hugh Carthy from EF Pro Cycling and Dan Martin from Israel Cycle Nation 20 seconds back. I will be doing a show for your ears only, looking at the evolution of Sky slash Ineos Grenadiers and how they have changed over the years since their inception, and their initial goal of winning the Tour de France with a British rider. So if you would like to listen to that, so I'll be doing that either this week or next week, then you can become a supporter of supporter of New Zealand Sports Radio over at patreon.com/NZ Sports Radio. And that's from as little as $1 a month. Also in cycling, and yes, the tour of Southland, the SBS Bank Tour of Southland, we've been having its 64th edition soon. It runs from the 1st to the 7th of November. And they have three former champions taking part in the race. Michael Vink, the 2018 and 2019 champion, is going for the three-peat. Aaron Gate, who won in 2016, and James Oram, who won in 2013, will all be lining up for what is one of the biggest races in New Zealand. So we'll be keeping you up to date with how that progresses over the coming days. Moving on then to rugby news and another blow for Manawatu 2 Turbos as Jamie Booth is out for the rest of the season, injured. Unfortunately, he broke his leg during the Ranfurly Shield Challenge, and that obviously rules him out for the rest of the season. That's a massive blow for Hawke's Bay. He really is the heartbeat of that team, and sort of sets the pace with how they play. We obviously wish him a speedy and full recovery from that injury. If he can make it back in time, then look, he is in for a good was in for some good game time with the Hurricanes, and with TJ Perenara heading off to NTT Docomo Red Hurricanes next season and missing the Super Rugby season. So a good opportunity for Jamie Booth next year. So yes, full recovery definitely required for him. Moving on then into the America's Cup, and a Brazilian boat designer has claimed that he has patents for the AC75 design. He has engaged some New Zealand representatives to talk to Team New Zealand, and they have said that they have asked for a reply by Friday of this week about possible patent infringements. The team has responded, saying there are no grounds for his claim, that they responded to him in July. So more legal goings on, unfortunately, for the America's Cup, and we'll see how that one pans out. The American Magic have released some dramatic footage of a near miss that they had in their second boat, Patriot, which shows the boats jumping out the water, then nosediving, and water cascading over the grinders in the boat. It's the buoyancy of the nose doesn't mean it comes up, and they continue on sailing. Can get footage of that on Stuff, on that dramatic dramatic instance. The American boats, or American team, are leading the way of the three challenges, having had more time on the water with their second boat. Have been doing some good testing after that. So yeah, incredible footage that they have released there. In our little weather update, thank you, Aaron, who tells us it's partially cloudy in Auckland today, but should burn off, and with no wind. And it's looking somewhat similar here, slightly grey skies, but fine in Hamilton as well. So have a wonderful day outside, folks. It's always good to get out and have a walk during your lunch break and get some sunshine. Don't stay indoors the whole day. Moving on to the football, and it just feels like the A-League finished only a week or so ago. The Wellington Phoenix are looking at basing themselves in New South Wales again for the new season. The new season kicks off on the 27th of December. The squad are looking at leaving next week, and that would obviously mean that the players will be away for Christmas. Let's be honest, that's been an issue in another sport recently. The squad members who are not in New Zealand and Australia have to undergo 2 weeks of quarantining before beginning training. The moment, the Phoenix only have 14 players signed for the new season, but say that they will be announcing new signings in the coming weeks. If a trans-Tasman bubble does eventuate during the season, the club will look at the potential of playing some home games in New Zealand later in the season. But that's obviously going to have to depend on what COVID situation, COVID restrictions are in place. So, the Phoenix gearing up for the next season, good luck to them over in Australia yet again. Just a quick one this morning. Don't forget to join us at 8 p.m. This evening for the standoff show, where Brad will be going over all of the action from the NRL Grand Final, and all the other news of player moves and contracts, etc., that are going on in the NRL. Also, possibly having a look forward to the State of Origin games that are coming up as well. So do join us at 8 p.m. this evening for the standoff show. And obviously, I'll be back at tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. with the morning sports briefing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.